Cruising Banner Podcast. What up, what up, what up? Welcome to Cruising Banner Podcast. I am your host, Rob G. And with me, as always, is the legendary Brew Crew. What up, fella?
I would read this with you.
Mama.
Nah, it doesn't taste like dirt.
My name is Lou Belgium, ladies and gentlemen. I'm wondering,
does Delaware have an actual culture?
This is the podcast that we talk about beer, but we also talk about a lot of things that's happening in the world. Politics, movies, anything really that comes to our mind while we're here sampling these brews. Grab a drink and pull up a chair.
Ooh, we love you, Brews and Venture Podcast.
She wanna ride with the star. Ended up dropping my top. Well, cop, my ex told me she needed space. I guess we both going to Mars, okay? I cannot forget the bass. I'm taking my mop on my dates, okay? Just look at the look on their faces. They wanna jump in my place, okay? Tell Shorty she was the one. But I'm taking her friends out of 10, okay? Told them to load up the box.
This is your boy 302 Yoda. And with me today, I had the legendary Brew Crew. What up, fellas? Lou?
How's everybody doing out there? My name is Brew Crew Lou.
Great.
I go by Lou Belgium. Welcome to episode 241.
Did we have to get
one?
Yes.
The Bruising Banner Welcome podcast.
To... Yes. Welcome. Welcome to episode 241.
Right.
A Bruising Banner podcast. This shit gets weird sometimes, yo. I ain't gonna lie.
We have done over 200 episodes, but most of those episodes, Rob G has been the host. So when he's not here and we have to host, we don't really know how to intro the show because that's
right,
not our
ever.
Thing. Yeah, so maybe we'll start introing the show and give Rob a break every once in a while so we can get better at this. I think we should.
That's a good idea,
I'm going to do it. I'm going to start doing it because this intro was horrible.
I think our intros are great.
Okay. You say great, and I do this.
They're authentic.
Yes. It's definitely authentic. But this is welcome to Bruising Banner. We're going to bruise him. Stop.
This is the 302 Yoda and Lou Belgium intro.
Yes. Welcome to episode 241 of the Bruising Banner podcast. Today we have a wonderful guest, part 1/4 of the Melanated Mashmakers and one whole of himself. His name is Vernell.
One whole of himself. Let's welcome him to the stage.
That's hilarious.
Yo, what's up? How you doing,
Thanks
man?
For coming on the Welcome show today.
The show. Oh, no, I appreciate it, man. Thanks for having me, man. You know, the illustrious podcast, man. I'm finally on here. Y'all had everybody.
Oh, man, don't make me blush, man. Illustrious. That's crazy. I don't know how to spell. I can't spell that.
How you doing? And if it was written down somewhere, I'd be like, what is that?
If it was written down, I could see it. I could see it and read it, but I would never spell it. I'll never write it. So thanks for calling us illustrious. I appreciate it. And welcome to this illustriousness. You're
appreciate
part of
it, man.
Now.
Yeah, now I'm finally on the board, man.
Man, listen. It ain't nothing to get on this board, man. You know, because if it's something that we into and we like it, we love what you're doing, then it's nothing to get on here.
I had to work up to it. You know what I mean? I wasn't around. I'm still fairly new, so you know what I mean.
Well, this episode has been months in the making. I've been trying to get you on this show since like last summer, in my opinion. So
I'm definitely
happy and excited that you finally could grace our presence on this illustrious podcast today.
Right. I'm glad you decided to come on after the gym.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That is big shoulder on. Mm-hmm.
He already handled the gym shit.
Yeah,
and now he's
beer,
going.
Beer.
He still won't go. He's gonna go to the gym after this too. I know it.
Yeah. He at least gonna do 50 push-ups.
I wouldn't be surprised if he grabbed his beer and be like,
just break it.
Showing his muscles and shit. Break.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie though. I have been in the gym drunk off beer. It was a time. I ain't gonna lie. It was crazy.
That don't sound like fun, been... bro.
Nah. Start the show right now. Tell me that story. I want to hear.
Well, nah. So like, why did you do that? Well, it was the morning after. So like, we had like I went to like a beer festival downtown, the joint downtown, on King Street or whatever. They had it a couple years ago. Right. Before COVID knocked it all over.
Wait, was that the one on Mark?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that did
Mm-hmm. That's a time, but nah. So you know that we was there till what? We was there from 1 to 10, and then when you know the people that be pouring the drinks, because you know Belfont, like we know all the people that you see at the bartenders and all that like that. Most of them are out there pouring the beer for the other breweries that they couldn't make it. So we got to this one thing, and it was like a 10%. Triple IPA, so we just stayed there because it started raining. So we just back, and it's like so we leave at like 11. Then we go, you know, gotta go to like Farmer the Cow or Merchant Cafe. We're still open. We caught them at the end, go in there for a couple, and then you get home. You gotta crack a beer.
You don't got to.
You got to.
You've been drinking for 10 hours.
You gotta keep it going. You know, you pass out, get up, go to the gym. Still faded, and they're just getting into it, man. You know,
that was showing
your dedication to drinking and gym is.
Oh, you don't know, you gotta have both. You gotta have both. There's no way.
Yeah, I see that.
If I didn't have the other one, it would have been over. I would have been like, all right, I just have three. You know what I mean?
That's true.
My brain is like, you gotta get up, dog. Come on.
That's what's
dedication
up, man.
To drinking and gym.
Yo,
that's interesting. I look, man. More power to you, because I wouldn't have did shit the next day.
Yeah, I would have passed out. I would have passed out if I woke up and then just laid around.
Right.
Yeah, just chilling. Yeah.
My trip to the gym would have been going to Wawa to get a Gatorade.
Yeah, worry. Gatorade the fluids.
Yes. maybe Walgreens for some Tylenol.
Yo,
right. Something.
That's all exercise I could do.
I'm not about being there lifting no weights. Oh. I've been in there. You good. That's good though. That you can handle that. I can't, man. I don't know if it's an age thing or what, but
we do kind of have a flow and a rhythm to our show, and we messed that up with your drunken gym story. So let's get back into it. by finding out what we are drinking today. So V, what are you drinking on today?
So I had to get some Delaware. This is probably the only one I had in here because I've been drinking like crazy. So I got the banana hammock, from Cookie Hammock.
Hammock.
Yeah, I remember that.
Good old 15%, you know.
Yes.
Yo, I didn't know that thing was 15% though.
You didn't? That's why it's called banana hammock.
I didn't remember
that it was 15%. It's been a long time.
That was pre-COVID when we first had the banana hammock.
Oh, for real? Yeah. We even get like, we go like
Crooked Hammock. I want to say Crooked Hammock was the last episode before COVID. Shout out to COVID. Mm-hmm. It's been there for, it's the 4-year anniversary.
I just saw that earlier. Yeah.
Pandemic in America. Like this past week, they not celebrated, but you know.
So, shout out to COVID, though. Shout out to COVID.
It changed everything, though. So.
Yeah, it changed the world. Shout out to COVID.
You know? What kind of beer is that?
Belgian quad.
So is it really banana? Is it the banana flavor high profile on it, or is it more bread?
No, not really, not because you know the Belgians take over. Like so, the caramel,
the nutmeg, all that
takes over for the bananas. But it ain't. It's in there a little bit, but it ain't like overpowering.
Which is different because you know normally a banana take over everything.
Well, if it was a sour, it would be in your face, like it would be in there because you can't get rid of it when because you know the higher higher ABV is just gonna knock a lot of that stuff away. But if you got the 5%, that's crazy.
What? I missed it. I'm glad I missed it.
But you said it'd be in your face. I don't want bananas in my face.
We have a rent. I'm trying to move on, man.
Yeah.
We have a ranking system within the Bruising Banner podcast. I'm not sure if you're aware. If you like that shit, pass me another. If it's something that you like, but maybe you can only have one, we say, I just have one. And if you don't like it at all, we say, keep that shit in the cooler. What would you rank the banana hammock today?
Pass me another, for sure. I get it every year.
Pass me another every year.
In his face.
That's crazy.
Yeah. He put the bananas in his face. There you go.
All 15% of it. He like that, huh, Vic?
As my wife walks in. My wife walks in. She's like,
all 15% of the bananas in your face. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah,
that's very interesting.
Right. I don't remember that being a good beer, though. Today, I went with Weather Soul Brewing. So I got that there, that Sunday brunch.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, it's an Imperial Stout. Now, this thing heavy. That shit heavy, so you know I got nowhere to go after this. This is it ain't as high as that, John, but it's 11.5, and you know how them stouts be. But this would look like in the glass. Hell yeah. But this would look like in the glass. It's like nice and dark.
Do you have Do you have yours in a glass, B?
Yeah.
See what the banana looks like in the glass? I didn't even think to ask him that. Oh, I forgot about that.
And he got the crooked hammock. He got the crooked hammock glass. He ain't playing with y'all.
He's a company man.
Only right.
He said, I like to match up my beers with the glasses. I don't play games. Sure. I don't have a Weather Soul glass. You know what's crazy? I did have a Weather Souls glass and
you did?
I broke it. Yeah, it was from the first Fresh Fest.
Yeah,
the OG glass.
Yo, and it was crazy. I almost like cried when I broke that glass. Because it was in the dumbest way possible. Like, I was cleaning the glass and I stuck my hand too far in it and like Hulk.
Oh man.
Yeah.
So you strong with your fingers too.
I don't know.
He was about to agree, but he was like, hold on.
Yeah, wait a minute. Oh yeah. my finger's strong. But I did have this before on here, so I would definitely pass me another. Because we don't have porn, so you know.
Good sound effect. I'm on board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I try. Lou, what you drinking?
I'm still in the middle of my detox. I try to detox every March, because my birthday's in February and I go kind of heavy in February. So I've been detoxing the last couple weeks. So I am just drinking that high quality H2O. But it is in my Eagles mug. Shout out to the birds. Hi, Saquon. Welcome. Hi, whoever else they signed since we welcome. And you know, long live the vet. You know what I mean? I'm frillied up, baby.
Yeah, you are.
Sixers playing tonight. You know what I mean? What more can you ask?
Is that really the Sixers playing, though? It's the Sixers team, man. But
they're affiliated. They're affiliated. When they get their checks every 2 weeks, they say the owner's name on it.
Right.
I understand what you're saying, but they are today. So yeah, shout out to all them Philly sports teams that the Delawareans love and care about. So pass out every day to the water. Water's delicious.
Yeah, shout out to you detoxing or whatever you want to call it, you know, taking a little break.
Thanks. I got two more weeks.
Oh, you did the whole month?
I'm gonna try.
I have to admit,
I did on last Saturday. My birthday got extended. I had bought some tickets to this hip hop orchestra, and they had drinks available, so I did get a drink, and then we went out to a fantastic meal. And I had to get a beer with my meal. But that's the only.
You had to?
They're the only two. I did. It wouldn't have tasted right with water. It wouldn't have been right with water. So I did have two drinks on Saturday, but I have not drunk anything since the beer fest that we went to the Saturday after my birthday, besides those two drinks.
Okay. Yo, that's good. You're doing good.
Thanks, man.
Yeah,
thanks,
that's good,
man. I'm really trying, man. There's so much beer in my house, and to not open it, like, yeah. And that's a person who 5 years ago would have been like, why is there so much beer in my fridge? Like, this is gross. Right. Now I'm like, there's so much beer in my fridge, I can't wait till the end of March so I can drink this shit.
Yeah, start cracking them open.
Oh, man, I cannot wait. But yeah.
You ever took a break like that?
Yeah, I do it in January usually, though. I just do 2 weeks on the street. Yeah, not all the way. I just do 2 weeks, but I just do a lot of fruits and try to, like liver supplements to like help out that kind of thing.
To get your liver prepared for the year. That's
coming. Yeah. Like a little reset.
Yeah.
A lot of lemon water, a little more cucumbers type deal. But yeah, that's always good, for that, man. It's good for your body to reset, man.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And then to be honest, man, I'm not Muslim or anything, but Ramadan started on Monday, and I grew up in a Catholic school, so I know we're in the middle of Lent, and people be giving up stuff for Ramadan and for Lent.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So it's just a natural progression for me to try to give up something for a little bit of time. You know what I mean?
Yes,
so definitely living within that.
Okay, well that's dope. I like that. I ain't doing that shit, but I like it. I do it all the time. I probably do it more than anybody.
You definitely do it more than me. You definitely do it more than me. But it's individualized, man. Be your own self. You know what I mean? Do what you gotta do to make sure your body's right and you can live your best life. Ain't here for long.
All right. So since we do got Vernell here, we want you to tell us all about what you're into, what you're doing, you know, where you're going, where you're from, where you've been, you know, all that good stuff. And so what we're going to do is get the stage to you. So you can start where you want because this can go anywhere. Right. The stage is yours.
All right. Well, you know, born and raised Delaware, Wilmington, Delaware, North Side, bang, bang, since a baby.
Stop.
Oh, hold on.
What is happening?
What?
God damn.
Nah, never. No, I'm just, that's where I grew up, man. You know, it was rough over there. That's all. That's all about it.
For people that don't know, okay, North Side Wilmington is tough, but don't get it twisted. It could be nice too.
Oh, nice.
He made it seem like. Nah, you did definitely through the bang, bang, gang, gang, whatever you just did. That shit made it sound like super violence. He sounded crazy. We may want to take that out, but we're gonna be
nice to Vernell. We're not gonna say anything mean to Vernell, just in case his bang bang people is listening.
Yeah, that's a lot.
He's bang bang on me. Like we be announcing where we be at, Yoda. Like.
Yeah.
Time. Like, I needed
to be peace
when they show up. So for now,
nah, man, that's just a saying, dog. Look, man,
I'm not from there, so I don't say it. You know what I mean?
I'm like, I'm a citizen, man.
But to be honest, though, only place in Wilmington I ever been stuck up. Northside.
Damn, that would. Sorry to hear that.
And the people that I know that got stuck up has only been over Northside. That's true.
You did speak that into existence. Like, you're right. You're bang bang.
But yeah, nah, you know,
continue. We just
born and raised over North Side of Wilmington, man. Played sports all my life, really, pretty much. I mean, status, you know, kept me away from all the stuff, out the streets and all that stuff like that.
So kept you away from the bang bang.
Yeah, football, wrestling, track, baseball, soccer, you know, all that type of stuff.
Okay.
Went to Dickinson, like we talked about earlier. I graduated from there, and then I went down to Charlotte to HBCU called Johnson C. Smith University.
Okay.
Went down there, got my degree in computer science.
Okay.
And then, so I graduated in 2010. Then came back home, because, there were no jobs back then. It was just bare. Like, I couldn't get a job nowhere. So I came back home. I guess you could say probably like 2 years before I got like a real like an intern job, like what I do now. So now I do cybersecurity, but I started in desktop support. So like computer building, setups for my company that I work for now, and then now I do cybersecurity, which is basically but just being against the hackers, basically. I'm the defense of our company against hackers. So that's just like the vanilla.
If I get too much. Did this man just say he was the antivirus?
That's kind of, I'm the security.
Mr. Malware.
That's the best stuff. Yeah, that's the best stuff. Yeah.
I'll call you. That's the shit I gotta read about.
Yeah, I read about that stuff all day, every day, man. This is nothing new every day.
Is it still interesting to you?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm a nerd, man. I've been in computers since forever. Like,
so this is always something that you wanted to be.
Well, it's something that intrigues me. Like, I can build a computer from scratch or take it apart.
Build me one. How much?
How much?
Nowadays?
No.
A good one? Probably 5 to 10.
Damn. What? 1,000? Years? You trying to get us locked up?
No. 1,000. Like, 1,000.
5 to 10 years? Nah, you got to be talking about years, because you ain't talking about thousands. Because I ain't got it.
All right. What kind of computer is that? Because can I just buy a laptop over here for like 800?
You can just buy an iPad, honestly. iPad is just like the real thing.
Or I could call you and get charged 5,000. But what am I going to get for this extra $4,000?
You know what you're going to get. All the good shit.
Just buy everything that will be like high-end fans, processor, memory, everything.
Okay.
You know, the fancy box with the colors and, you know, like the kids like.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the see-through joint, you know, all that.
Okay. So you come back to Delaware, you get your internship, you finally get into the job that you want. And when does your beer career begin? Is it in college? Is it in high school?
Did you get back to Delaware?
What's up?
So high school was Coors Light, that kind of, but it was more liquor. So it was like whatever the cheap liquor we could buy. And college was all Mad Dog 2020, Four Locos, all that kind of stuff.
Going to black college, definitely.
You
know what's weird though? Like you're like 10 years younger than us. And you're talking your college career and drinking is my college career and drinking. It's the same story.
It's the same stuff because we don't got no money.
Bottles that are plastic instead of glass.
Exactly.
I can't break this $10 bottle of vodka.
We had a liquor store in Charlotte, bro. Well, not a liquor store, a gas station by the campus. He knew he was underage, but he was giving, you know, Four Locos for the low. Like, we are here. We just giving extra money. It was the move. Like, it was like, low, under 21.
That ain't shit. You can't drink.
I had it before they changed it. That's what we used to drink before they changed the formula, where if, you know, people were dying from it. So it was, all you needed was a half. You didn't even need a full one. You just needed a half.
Oh, no. Right. That's like voluntary suicide.
Yeah.
But like, how'd you go from that to craft beer? What took you into craft beer?
So I got my internship 2013. So I'll say 2015 is like, I used to do happy hours with my coworkers and stuff like that. And that's when Blue Moon was like the thing. So like Blue Moon with an orange slice. That's where I started. At like,
yeah, that's where I started.
Applebee's or that was the thing.
Anywhere.
It was like $3 to $4. They was like, yo, they was on happy hour. We was like, bet. We drink those.
Yep.
And I would, and then I ventured over to like Abitus, so like Purple Haze. Those were kind of like my first two. And then I want to say probably 16, 17 is when like Victory became like a thing around here, I guess you could say. For me, at least. So, like, Golden Monkey and all that stuff they used to put out. So, that's when I got into that. Because somebody brought it to, like, a softball game. And I was like, I used to play softball back in the day. Like, slow pitch for adults. And then we started drinking that. And I was like, well, what is this? And they like, oh, the brewery, like, 45 minutes away. We can go just up the Downingtown and try the brewery out.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, like, my first brewery that I have ever been to. Was Victory and Downtown.
So,
and
Wait, so who was you fooling with that was like, let's go to the brewery? Because that, you don't, I mean, y'all.
Yeah, they usually still, just took you to the
young,
bottle
yeah.
Shop. Well, yeah. So, well, you got to think about it. There wasn't no bottle shops back then.
No?
Like, yeah, okay. It wasn't so no bottle shops. So but like, nah, you talk like, about to a liquor store.
Yeah, I'm 2018, V, so I don't craft beer.
Well, no, just so like, just for me yeah, thinking so about like yeah. Where gotcha. We was at. Like, we was at the softball game. We were drinking Miller Lite. And then one of my other boys, he just went to the liquor store and just grabbed a six pack of Golden Monkey. It was like, yo, let's try this. And we just tried it. And we just found out, you know, Google is just, you know what I mean? Right. You can find anything. But once we found out where it was at, we was like, yo, let's go. Like, this. And we always drinking, you know, after the softball game, like hours and hours after drinking Miller Lite, let's try something different. So we just, that was really just what happened, honestly. Just, it's like, let's go one day. But also, like my boys are older than me, though, too. So, like, they're in their 40s. So they was already past drinking like Blue Moon and all that other stuff. So,
okay,
they was down to try something with, you know, a little different.
So that Golden Monkey, y'all like that Golden Monkey?
That's one of my favorites, man.
Yo, what about the Sour Monkey?
Excuse me.
Okay, thank you. I was just making sure.
You want to know what's funny though? One of my other boys. He loved that beer. Like I like when we'll get the little mix back. I grab all them shits and be like, yo, here, dog.
Just bro, get right yours. Like, I know what you like. Wow.
He drink all the other stuff with us, but that one is like one of his favorites. I can't do it. I just can't.
Me either. I would like to meet him and watch him drink a bottle of that because I've never seen nobody finish a bottle.
Nah, he's, yeah.
Never.
Yo, he be in the gym too. He got to be strong for that.
Yeah, it's so unique. It's
such a... He is strong. He's big as hell, yeah.
Yeah, see, I knew it.
Not dumb, he was their three hitter. He was hitting the three spot.
Yeah.
He gotta be strong to take that because man. Woo.
Every time I drink, every time I try, I'm like, man, I can't do it,
man. Yeah. So you're in victory that day. I'm sure it's kind of eye opening for you, like it's something you've never seen before.
Yeah, you know, it was fairly new. Yeah,
Yeah. Right. So are you just like, I'm down to try everything. I'm going to find my beer this time, or I'm just going to stick with the Golden Monkey? How did it work out? How did it evolve to where you at, where you got up to now?
So we had the brewery. We all do a flight. This is what flights was a thing. Like when you go to a brewery, you try flight. Like that's what it was. Like they had a whole – so I did like five or six of those. So I tried everything. I can't remember all the other ones, but they were all like different varieties, IPAs.
Okay.
They have the Pilsners and another couple of Belgians. So we tried all types of stuff. But then, so we leave there and I'm just on Google, like, how do you make, like, I just really just type in, how do you make beer? And I'm just like, oh,
wow.
So you can do this in your crib. So I'm just watching videos on YouTube, like literally just on YouTube in my mom's crib, like, what's that? Yo, you can make something like a dude in his kitchen, just making the whole beer, like, make it beer, wine, mead. Like, I'm just into all the videos. So I'm just
you
like,
really are a nerd.
I told you, bro.
Evolution is so fast. Like, it's so fast. Like, I went to one brewery and now I just want to make beer. Wow.
That's why I'm like, yo, he is a nerd. Because
I'm cool with the
I wasn't you drinking.
No, I wasn't thinking about
I wasn't making... drinking beer back then. Like, but even when I first had beer, I never thought to look about how to make it. Even when I first drank vodka or anything else,
that's right.
I ain't go, let me look it up.
I appreciate that about you. Like intriguing though. Like, yeah, that's dope. Like, instead of going to finding the next brewery, he's like, nah, I'm just making my
right.
Yeah, like I was so, like, I mean,
the funny part.
Go ahead. My bad.
I thought that's where you was going with this when you said, so I grabbed my phone, you know, I looked up and I'm thinking that you're going to look up another brewery to go to because you was like excited about this brewery, but you like, I looked up how to make beer. What?
Yeah, so you know, see where it come from. You know what I mean? Like, just how they get this Belgian Triple to taste like this? Like, what's...
Did you do that with water? Did you drink water and say, yo, let me see
where I don't know what it was, though. It was just something like, whenever you're intrigued about something, you'll go look for the information, honestly.
Yeah, especially nowadays. Especially
yeah,
you got the computer, why not? Right.
Yeah, and I'm a computer guy. I work for desktop support, true. So I'm fixing computers all day, and all you know, most of my time is me setting up computers and looking at, you know, all types of YouTube stuff, trying to fix certain shit, so It just was a, you know, I mean, it just fell into the line. But like me doing that was to see how to make it, but also to find out what else is near me, what other beer styles, like what else, what other ones are out there, basically.
Yeah, yeah,
right.
So did you buy a kit right away?
No. So that's what I'm saying. So like, I literally just took the from the ground up to making. So I literally just started drinking every craft beer I could ever find.
Okay.
So like,
okay.
Going to what Creston before they really had a craft section. I was in there, mm-hmm. in there trying to find stuff. It was a it's a liquor store by Moniker. I can't remember the name of it. In Ellesmere, they had a bunch of stuff in there all the time. So I'm just in there just trying different styles.
I like this V. So because you're ahead of me as far as beer drinking and the way you talk about bottle shops and Creston's. Like we all know Creston's as one of the major liquor store bottle shops in Delaware. But you're saying when you were first starting, you would go and not, it was hard to find?
Yeah, it wasn't around like that. Just got to think about like, now it's booming, but before it was, they had the regular. Yeah. They had Blue Moon, they had Coors Light, they had Miller Lite, definitely. Like that was going to be there for sure. But you could always find something at different liquor stores. They didn't have like everywhere though.
Wow. See, that, and by the time I started, when I would go to Creston's, I was like, wow, look at
all yeah, so they're like, that section, you know, now, I mean? That's crazy. Yeah. It wasn't like
crazy.
That.
Yeah.
And it's only like a two-year time frame. Like right, we started 15, 16, and we started the podcast in 18, and that's when I first started going into Creston's and stuff looking for beer. And by the time that two-year period, it was just like, so that the growth in those 2 years is just, I thought it would have started in like 2013 or 2011.
Nah.
The way that the beer bottle shops looked in 2018, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's funny because I never thought about it like that though. I never thought about it like it not being that big in that in Creston's, right?
It always was,
I just thought it's because I wasn't looking for it at the time.
Right, that's what he wasn't looking for that. He was looking for either a liquor.
I just didn't think it was there,
or just a regular beer,
or Miller,
or Miller Lite, Coors Light, just like Corona, something that you always used to go get.
But like you saying, Yoda, I just assumed that it was there, that I just wasn't looking.
Right, and I just wasn't looking.
But Vernell, you're actually saying, like, it wasn't even there.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This would be probably, like, one shelf. Yeah. Now it's like a whole section. Really? You know what I mean? Like, it's everywhere. Section,
I can't even imagine that. Yeah, y'all was on the struggle bus, for real.
Well, also, I didn't know what I was missing, because we didn't know it was, you know, because remember, it wasn't there. It was just whatever breweries near you was where the beers you would see. Now you get stuff from Cali, from my, you know, everywhere though. So you know,
exactly,
bottles from everywhere now. It's different now. It's a whole. It's too many of them. Honestly, I can't try all of them now.
Yeah, that's the frustration right now. Yeah, and then when you find one that you like, it's gone. It's like they're not making this one again.
I can't lie though. It's some of the ones that they got the one and done. Those have been great beers though. Like Sierra Nevada, Sierra Nevada got a lot of those, like that one and done, that just make it and then just you'll never see it again type deal.
Never see it again.
Why'd you do that to me?
Yeah, like why my taste buds up like this? You just tore me up.
You already know this about the money, man. It's about the sales, man.
Yeah. That's true.
So you start drinking every crab beer that you could find. But did that make you look further into crab beer because you finding out there's different styles and different taste profiles and stuff?
Yeah. So Belgian Triples, that was like my thing at the beginning. And then I found out there was other Belgians that you can have. So like the one I'm having is like a quad. You have a Pilsner. You can have a Belgian Pilsner. You can have a Belgian Pale Ale. So like I was getting into that kind of thing, but you couldn't get those everywhere. So I had to just try to find out whatever I could find. So I had found a couple of beers. Probably, I want to say my first one I probably was into super heavy was it's a brewery that closed. It was called Twin Lakes. I can't remember the name of the beer though. They used to can, but I can't remember the name of the beer. It was like a Delaware name. I think it was like it was the Blue and Yellow School. It was one of those, but I used to always grab that and just like that was like kind of my thing after I got rid of Blue Moon. But then this is around the time where all the breweries started popping up. So like Belfont. So when Belfont opened up, my boy was like, yo, it's a brewery back here in this garage, John. I'm like, what? He's like, yo, he's like, yo, come on. He's like, so we at the softball, we go. We literally just come off the field, put on sandals, start around there, and it's either got the door up, it ain't no stools in there. It's just it's literally just taps. It ain't no pictures up, ain't nothing. Just like the beginning. And they be like, how y'all doing? Blah blah. We like, all right, well, we just start trying stuff. So I think we had Orange Street. I think I had that one. And then we just started going there. Like became our watering hole type deal. And they started growing. And so that's where it took off for me. Cause then after that is when I started I think Brewworks came along what, like
17, before we started, so it would have been like 17. We start hitting that joint up
because that's like the old school. Because I used to go to Haynes, I used to play basketball there all the time. So I used to always, so when they opened that up, we start hitting that up, trying their beers, and then this is when we started taking trips to like Dewey, so making that little hour drive. Checking out day spots down there.
Yeah.
That's how we found Miss Billion. This is one of our favorites that's in Milford. So we just was venturing out. Honestly, it just became a thing. Yeah. And then COVID happened. And then that's when I bought my kit and started going home. Started going to How Do You Brew, meeting with Scott and all them and talking about beers and buying different hops. And I just started making 1 gallon kits. So that's where I started. Like when COVID hit, that was everybody was in the house. So we like, what can I do? Well, let's start making beer.
Yeah. Nice. You know what's crazy though? Like throughout this story, right? You want to look for these beers, right?
Oh yeah.
But I didn't hear you say like you went to any festivals, because that's kind of what put me on is like the festivals, because it was so many varieties of beer in that one place. But you weren't actually seeking.
Yeah, we went to the spots. Yeah, I didn't even. Yeah. I think my first Brewfest was the one that was on Market Street, but that was whatever the first year was. I can't remember what year that was, though. It was right before COVID, probably.
Maybe 2019. Wow. No, wait. It had to be. It was before we started the podcast.
So what? So was it 17 or 18?
It was 17. It probably was 17. Yeah,
if it was this, y'all said it was the summer, it could have been 18 too. We started,
true.
But was that the summertime? Because is that the same one I know moved that to the riverfront?
Y'all went to that one, you, Devin, and Rob, and y'all had the matching t-shirts and everything. Remember, that was 18. You got sick. Yeah, that was 18.
we got sick at that Market Street one. We got sick
the whole time.
No, that joint was live, bro. Like we was out there, it was raining. Like it didn't matter what was going on. They had food trucks at one end, and then they had the bin at the other end. Like it was, we knew the cops that was in there. Like it was crazy. Like it was crazy in there.
All right. Yeah, see, you gotta be careful at these beer festivals.
Oh yeah, not for real. For sure.
But yeah, it seems like as Delaware starts to blossom with their breweries, that's how your beer journey actually started. Like it seems like if you could drive in a day and be back home by the night, you was gonna make the trip happen. And like you said, being in the softball, we drink beer after ball.
Yeah, that's true.
So now I can imagine all these black dudes in their sandals and jerseys walking in the Bellefonte that first day.
No, yeah, we was in there. I was like, this is crazy.
I can definitely see that.
You know what's crazy though? Well, it's not necessarily crazy, but I like that you can accredit a Delaware brewery to your beer drinking journey. Like, because you basically said, well, this is where it probably really started. Was here at Bellefonte. Oh, yeah. Like that's crazy that you can have that.
That's like home.
I know y'all love y'all love that.
That's our spot. Like if all else fails, we gonna just go over there.
Go to Bellefonte. Now, do you still prefer the garage?
You go in there and Keys. They probably got their own beer.
Yeah.
You say?
I said, do you prefer the garage still, or do you like the new location that they have? Which one do you
like? Well, I like the new location because I like the first one because that's where he makes all the stuff at. And he'll, you know what I mean? Like, in Joe Bob, he'll let us try certain stuff that's coming. Like, Claymonster Day, like, when he told us about Claymonster Day, we was like, duh, we've been waiting for that. Like, that kind of type deal. But no, we play Cornhole at B2 every Thursday. So always there too. But that's by my job. So that's kind of like, that's an area. So I like that spot too. Yeah. But that's more like a family vibe kind of for me. Like, it's always families in there, kids, dogs.
Yeah, you know what? I didn't even notice that, but yeah, you're right, because the first spot isn't really, I guess, because it's kind of like in the cut.
It's in the cut, and so it's like the people that live back that way, they go over there.
But
like,
for children, safe for children.
Yeah. And it's not. There's some children there sometimes, but it ain't that as many as
it ain't like the other spot. I can see that. I can see that. But that's dope though.
I want to get back to your homegrown during COVID. But I want to ask one question first, and then we can get back to that. What's the style that you're drinking right now? Is it Belgians? Has it always been Belgians? That's your favorite to drink? Or what's your favorite style to drink?
My favorite style to drink. I mean, I guess you could say Belgian triple, but I like everything. I'll try everything once. Like if it's terrible, I'll try it again.
Yeah,
bottle shops, so I could buy one can.
I'm gonna tell you what, don't never try it again, because that's that particular company or brewery, their style of how they make like an IPA, for example. Like, I don't like any IPAs, but I won't stop trying them because they all taste different to me. They just all have that same hoppiness that I don't really care for. But I have had an IPA or two that has excited me more than disappoint. Most of them disappoint me, but I have had one or two that excited me, that's why it keeps me trying. If you ask me what's the worst style of beer, it's IPA, but I still drink a sip or two. So the
worst style is IPA. That's crazy,
bro.
I'm not an IPA guy either.
IPAs taste like beer, and I'm not. I don't like beer. Like, I don't like beer. I'm on a beer podcast, and I'm proud to say it. Like, I'm not I came into this thing because Yoda and Rob and Devin told me that it's not just IPAs out here. It's not just
out here. Yes, sir.
And take some time and find what you like. And everything that I gravitate to is more fruit forward, more on the sweeter. Like, I'm a sour type of guy, Goza type of guy.
Gotcha.
And when you talk to like quote unquote beer snobs, they'll tell you like that ain't really beer. And I'm like, well, bullshit, fuck you. It is. I love it. So, and more people can go to Belgians or IPAs as classic beer styles.
Yeah, is a beer style.
Yeah, exactly. So that's where I come from. So my journey makes me try everything, like you said. But yeah, I'm still searching for a perfect IPA. And I know as soon as I get it, it's going to be that one-off. It's going to be like, we just made this one time. We'll never make any.
Well, I was going to say, you should try like a triple IPA, because those are like more
food. Triples are normally good. Yeah.
They're
better.
That's fair.
They're better, but.
What about West Coast? What about West Coast IPAs? Like, better side? Nah, no?
Nah. The triple, if they want to do a quadruple or a quintuple,
the quad IPA is fire.
Yeah, just say it again.
A quad IPA is really good. It's kind of like what I'm drinking.
I never had one. I'm really trying a quad.
They're rare. Not a lot of people do it.
Yeah. And I think that I would enjoy them, because I do enjoy triple IPAs more than or regular or New England West Coast.
You don't like the hot finish or the hot bitterness. That makes sense.
I love the smell. I love the smell of them. They smell fucking awesome. Like, the best smell of beer in the world, IPAs. But they don't taste like they smell. And they be faking you calling it juicy. And I'm like, that's not juice in there.
I think they do taste like they smell for the most part. But it's just that you don't like the taste of it.
You don't. It's cool. You're not on board. I understand. Yeah.
But I ain't heavy on them either, though. But the thing is that, like, I ain't really, because, like Lou said, like, he really a beer. He ain't really into beer, but he found something that he likes. My thing was that, like, I like the craft. Like, I ain't into regular beer. Beer. I like the craft beer because I like the craft, more of the craft part of it. Like, I like all the shit that they can, that people
they do different with it.
I think that's amazing.
When they did the black is beautiful, and they were like, here's the recipe, but do what y'all want to make it y'all.
Right, some people put
chilies in it, some people put cinnamon in it, some people left it the way it was. And even the one people that left the recipe the way it was, when you would taste it with another brewer, it would taste different.
Yeah, it's still different.
Like, it was always, you could tell, oh, that brewery is over there doing their, like, you, it makes, it's the science of it all. And the, like, the science of it all makes craft beer so popular to me. Because anybody, you could, if you like beer, or if you like to drink anything, you can find a beer that you like. I'm really
that's facts.
That's facts.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So when you got this kit, 2020 in the kit,
What did you brew that came with the kit? Because I know it was just a, was it an IPA?
No, it was a Buzzer Triple. You know,
but, so you did the build. Why would you skip that? I'm gonna drink what I like first. I'm gonna make what I want first.
First thing I looked up is like, yo, can I make a Buzzer Triple in my house? Bet. All right, cool. That's what I'm saying.
Damn, but how that work out the first time you did that? Like, yeah, how
the
that
first time I did it, I just literally it's so in any beer little 1 gallon kit, it gives you the step by step.
Yeah,
literally.
Yeah. I managed to fuck that up, by the way, but I just gave it to you.
I tried to make it sour. It did not go.
It's just, okay, okay.
Like, it's that's not my wheelhouse. But no, nah, I literally water. So I bought all the stuff: the thermometers, the tubes, the 1 gallon clear joints. Like, I got a couple of those, and I just was like, all right, come on, let's do it. So I got one. We got one pot, one big. We had one pot, one big pot at the time. And it was a gallon and a half, so perfect.
Right.
Gallon up, pour it in there, heat the water up. You got to be the, what, 175, 165? Thermometer in there, bet. Turn it off. Grains in a little sack, John. Drop it in. That's 45 minutes.
I got that for I'm with you right now.
45 minutes. You let it soak for, what, 45, 35 minutes or whatever it is. And then, boom, you get your wort. You let it drain. You don't toss it because they say you're not supposed to, but whatever you do, whatever you want.
Right.
Took that joint out, and then it's hop edition time. So hop edition every 15 to 20.
And then I think this is where I'm fucked up at.
Right. And then you add all the sugar, DME, and all that within that time. So it's like 15 to 20 minute increments. And then once all the sugar's in there, it's all cooked down. And then you got your, and then boom, turn the heat off, and then that's it.
That timing's important.
You cool it down.
That's what I was going to ask. You keep saying minutes, like 15 minutes, 10 minutes. Is the timing is really important?
I mean, yeah. You don't want it because you so. Well, I'll say this with the Belgians, it's easier because it's not that many hops. It's more sugar. So the more sugar is the easy part. So you just literally just stirring and dumping all the DME in there, and you stirring until you don't burn the pot. And then, boom, and that's the most of it for Belgian Triple. But like for like all the IPAs and stuff like that, it's about, so it would be 20 minute increments of hop addition. So 20 minutes of hop, whatever, Centennial, Cryo hops or whatever you buy, and then another 20 minutes, another hop, and then probably and then at the end, if you cut the boil off, you can hop it then too. So it just depends on the style.
Yo, by the way, anybody that has watched the way that you just did that stir motion, they going to know you from Northside. But go ahead.
Yoda, don't do that. Don't do that, man. Matter of fact,
that's hilarious. Why he did that? He did that in here.
I'm gonna just wait till y'all change the subject. I got nothing to do with this.
That's funny as hell.
Woo, sorry. But anybody that's listening, y'all just got like a quick learning experience of how to brew. It was quick.
Because that was good, but that was good though, because we've had plenty of brewers on the show. We've had plenty of people who homebrew on the show, but I like how you just broke that down. Like, I understood a lot more. And just hearing Yoda, his failures, and how he's like, oh, I messed up right there. Like, I knew exactly where you went further. And you know what I mean? I appreciate that. That was good. Good. Thank you.
Man. I tell people all the time, if you can cook, you can make a beer.
See, I can cook, but that beer shit,
really?
Man.
Okay.
I guess it's different. I never made a beer before.
I always say I'm gonna try it again, but
I will try it again.
I'm just come to your house and do it there.
That's cool.
We have been invited. And that's a great segue, because I'm not sure when you guys started, but we've been invited to the deck life, to the brew life. We haven't made it over there yet, but we are in plans to make that happen. So
give us the
birth and the impetus of Melanated Mashmakers.
Yeah, so Shaggy has a group on Facebook called Black Craft Brewers.
The impetus. I'm sorry, V.
Every episode, baby. Don't you worry.
Don't you worry.
I'm gonna get a shirt for you, bro. I'm gonna spell it right and everything, Yoda.
Yo, that's
that shit gonna be spelled wrong. Watch.
It's gonna go straight up and down.
Over to the middle,
right in the middle.
It's gonna say impotent. Be like, what? Yo. Wait a minute.
Excuse me. No, they're gonna go straight up and down at the bottom. Gonna have an arrow.
Yo.
The impetus means the beginning. It does not mean anything that Yoda's thinking in his nasty mind. What was the beginning? Because you said, like you said, I know Amani's a member, and he always was brewing for a long time. And I know you said you started brewing once COVID hit.
Yeah.
And then Shaggy came into the picture. So go ahead. Tell me about the start.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even sound right. The start.
So, like, back to Bellefonte. So,
okay.
I think Bellefonte's having one of their birthday parties. I want to say it's the second or first or second, something like that. And Shaggy's sister is there. And you know how we are when we're out. When we know black folk, when we go somewhere, we will go be like, oh, bet. Yo, we just meet each other.
Black people in the brewery, we about to be friends. Yep.
Facts. And me and my boys, we's like, oh, how y'all doing, blah, blah, blah. So it's just her sister and her son. So we just start talking to them. We hanging out with her and her son. And she's like, oh, my sister got a...
That's how we met Shaggy,
that's
too.
That's exactly sister, how we son. Met Shaggy the same way, just in a different venue.
And she like my sister going, my sister on her way here, but she got this group. I want y'all to join. And we're like, all right, where's that? She's like, it's Facebook. We're like, all right, bet. So we all typing it on the Facebook. We're like, all right, we adding it. Oh!
Hey! Uh-oh.
Who's that? Who's that guy?
What up, Gisper?
Oh,
that's crazy, bro. That's wild.
He's just dropping in on your show. Yeah,
he's
gonna make sure that he's the star of your show, V.
Hey,
late podcast.
That's right.
V said, how this gonna happen? I went to the gym. he ain't gonna be the star of nothing.
Now, Rob, when I see you next time, we gotta talk, man. Now you know.
When it was an accident. That's all off the topic. It was an accident when we were going, so it delayed everything going to the Katrina.
Okay.
Well, you're here, man. You're here for the last 8 minutes.
And that's what matters.
Yeah. I just wanted to send y'all up with some music. That's all. I just wanted to come on.
I appreciate y'all. Yeah, yeah.
Can we take the next 30 seconds, Rob? Just hit buttons on the board so we can hear
that. Yo, can we get a clap for V? Clap for V, please.
I'm official now.
That clap was because he's getting into the story about the Melanated Mashmakers. So that clap was that was good. That was good.
Yeah. So you on the Facebook. You on the Facebook group. Right. And then go.
So we all joined the group. She added us, and then we just start posting beers in there. Everybody posted what they drinking, where they going that day, what brewer they hit up. You know, you like it, you say something, blah, 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 blah. And Amani's in there posting Black Craft Beer Drinkers. Yeah, Black Craft
Beer Drinkers. I just wanted to see if you knew.
You tested me. That's crazy. That was a test.
It's always a test, man. You ain't know this whole interview is a test. You never know.
I mean, look, I'm in the game now.
You may be passing, you may be failing, but
right, you just you never know.
Never know.
But like, so we in the group, we all, you know, you talk, and so when COVID was going on, we was doing these happy hours. So it was every Friday, everybody would just get on somebody put a Zoom link in the group, and we'll just hop on there. So it was me, Imani, y'all met Shaggy, y'all met Angie before. She was on there a bunch of times. I don't know if y'all ever met George, but he was on there too. It's always a different group. Mm-hmm. But it was the main ones that the top, the me, Shaggy, Imani, and Adina, and everybody would be, they would all be in there talking and drinking about beer and life, whatever, you know, because COVID, we couldn't go nowhere. So we just all talking and laughing about whatever. So we just on there just chopping it up for like weeks and weeks. And then I want to say Imani, I don't know how I got his number. I think we was talking about something else, like just beer related, like brewing. And he just was like, yo, what would you think if we like started a group? And I'm like, I'm down. I'm like, I say, you know anybody else you want to be in? And he's like, yeah. Excuse me. That quiet has got me. But yeah, so he was like, yeah, I got two other people I would want to make it a four, like four people. I'm like, oh, who? He's like, oh, Shaggy. I'm like, all right, man, yeah. And then I hadn't really met Adina like face to face or like a couple times on the video Zoom joint, but she wasn't always, you know, she'd be busy, so she wasn't as much. So I'm like, all right, yeah, I'm down. So we just literally just came together like that, like because Adina and Shaggy, they had a relationship before me and Shaggy and Adina. So it just all came together like that. And then Adina and Imani had already done beers together, and he had helped her with her beer truck. So it was just me and Adina, honestly, because I knew everybody else. So
right.
That was really just it, because we had never really just spoke, honestly, just spoke like on a like in a. In a short, you know, that's four.
So let me ask you this, though. What exactly is the Melanated Matchmakers?
It started out as just us drinking beer and making beer, honestly. Like, so us drinking beer together, sharing stories, and just life. We were just talking about life, honestly. That's how it really started. Like, we wasn't really wanting to be a club, per se. I might have wanted it to like eventually be that. But it like it just ended in the past year, so like it just took over kind of type deal. Because we were just hanging out making beer, like it was just like a, it was kind of like a club thing. Like just it was a club, but it was like not like impromptu type deal. We were just doing it to have just a you know time with our people hanging, drinking beer, and then we all like to make beer.
So would you say that now, guys? So would you say that? So would you say that now you guys are a gang?
No. I'm a citizen. I'm a modern citizen.
But you are affiliated
to the Melanated Matchmakers. We make beer, drink beer. We want to include us in everything beer related, craft wise, non craft, whatever it is. That's all it really was, honestly. Because like every brewery that me and my wife have been to, and me and my boys have been to, it just be us in there. That'd be us. Mm-hmm. That'd be it.
Yeah. Right.
So we just, and they really don't respect you too. They start talking beer with me, and they're like, oh, you know beer, so we can be cool now type deal. That's where it usually goes.
Yep.
So I was like, let's just start our own group.
Yeah, so can more people join this group?
I would say, but we don't have a process for that yet. I'm saying, we are.
Are you saying that you got to jump us? You got to jump us in?
No. You just got to drink some beer. You got to drink some beer with me. That's all.
Oh.
That's like being jumped in.
Wait. So do we have to keep up with you, or can we just have?
For sure. I'm the sergeant of arms. I'm the enforcer of the group.
We can't just have a conversation with the beer in hand, or we gotta drink as much as you do.
No, you just gotta have a high ABV beer with me. And we just gonna have a conversation.
Why go to a high ABV beer?
Yeah,
did you just say you the what of arms?
I'm the enforcer, sergeant of arms. You gotta bring them in. You gotta go through me.
Damn.
Sound like shooting them up, boy. An enforcer.
It's getting scary.
That's my position, dog. Look, Lamonti's the brewmaster. I'm the sous chef ish, and the girls mm-hmm. they do their thing, and I'm just in the back, like, yo, what's up?
Cool. So when you first started, like before you guys first started, like you said, it was just to drink beer, talk, and make beer. But we've noticed that it's evolved a lot more than just y'all making beer and talking about beer amongst the four of y'all. In my opinion, y'all like the second biggest Delaware craft beer group in Delaware. But you know, second. But y'all what?
When you say second, who's the first?
Come on, bro.
I was here first.
But nah, that's just a joke. I've literally I've seen from the beginning, like we said, we've had Adina and we've had Imani on the show before even you guys started, or even I don't even know if it was a thought because it was pre-COVID.
Yo, it's funny because Shaggy been with us since the beginning.
Yeah, Shaggy been with us since literally our first festival that we went on as a group.
Yep.
Right. So she's seen the whole evolution, and she's been our photographer. Shaggy's our number one fan. So when she let us know that, hey, I'm starting a group, she didn't invite us, but she definitely made sure that we knew about it so we could support it. I think we supported throughout the whole thing. But it's grown so much in the time since y'all started. Is this what y'all wanted? Or is this just the path they're going to take now, being as though it's been so popular and it's growing so fast?
I would say, yeah, it was what we wanted, because that was like the whole kind of like preference of what Imani wanted it to grow into, and mm-hmm. it just be him there. That's all it was. I mean,
yeah, okay.
Honestly, I mean, we've been trying to get Imani to just make beer with us regardless, and before, you know, with COVID going on, we were just trying to make them get them to make more beer with us anyway. So this is just a plus. Now we can do it as a group. We can bring beers over to his house and hang out, and we get food. We just make beer.
Right.
Yeah, so I mean, that's cool, man. Well, we want Imani to open a brewery, but you know how that goes.
Right. We do too.
That's a tough task.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tough task. So,
wow.
It's definitely something.
Yeah.
I appreciate that, man. This was really good.
Yeah. So when you say, like, because like Lou said, like, y'all grew fast, like, what is it that, what's the goal? Like, what's
the goal? For us to be like a little brother of the NBA 2A, so National Homebrewers Association, to be their Delaware affiliate and have people in our group from PA to Maryland to wherever, right. And just have people, you know, have us brewing beer all over the country. And sharing it with everybody. You know what I mean?
Are you trying to be your little brother, or are you trying to get them out the way?
No, I'm good. I don't want their job. I'm that's not like money. You just said that. I'm like, no, I'm good.
Stiff arm, move.
Nah, we'll be running the umbrella, dog. I'm good.
Yeah, they got a tough job. I hear you. They do. They definitely do.
Well, you know, they're doing it, though. So, but yeah, I don't.
I got you. I got you. I'm just playing with you. But yeah, I got you. That makes sense. That makes sense.
So I want to finish up by going back to you and talking specifically about Vernell. Are you and your friends still brewery hopping on the regular like you guys used to? Or are y'all still after softball games going to Bellefonte? I know you said y'all cornhole on every Tuesday or Thursday. Is that still something that the softball and your particular crew outside of Melanated Mash Makers, and are y'all still making y'all imprint at different breweries throughout the tri-state?
Well, yeah. So we didn't kind of ran out. So we got to start venturing farther. So gotcha. we done been the most in our area. So like so Black Flag is one of my new ones on my list that I got to get to, and Heavy Seas. So Heavy Seas and Black Flag are like two of my ones that some others haven't been to. But we've been to a bunch of them up and down from PA to
where are those two breweries located?
They're in Maryland.
Okay.
And have you seen? Well, Heavy Season's in Baltimore, and Black Flag is like in it's I can't remember what the city is, but it's in that area too. So it's about an hour.
Sidebar. I was in Maryland today, and I drove past this brewery called Valhalla. Y'all ever heard of that?
Yeah, that's
open. It was early in the morning, so it wasn't open.
Yeah,
but it
they have great food, like but their beer is trash.
Oh, okay. Oh. Shout out to Valhalla.
Oh, okay. Yeah, come on, podcast.
We didn't say that.
Not for their beer. Not for their beer. We not come on for their food.
Like, well, no, I mean, you know, it might be different now. But I'm talking about the times I've been. It's just they did a lot of guest apps type stuff.
Okay.
I haven't been in a while. This is like because COVID.
You should have started with that. The guest taps.
But they had one or two of their beers on. It was all right, but it wasn't like something you would go back for.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Well, hopefully it's been built up a little bit more.
But the food fire.
They didn't listen to this part of the podcast, so they,
The food fire though. So you'll be in there. You get fed.
Yeah. Okay. That works.
Yeah. There you go.
Sometimes the food can make the beer good.
That's what I'm saying.
That's true.
Try Elk River though. Elk River is one of my favorites in that area.
Elk River. Okay. See, he know all, man. We're gonna go ride for beer, dog.
Like,
you know what's crazy? Let's talk about V for a little bit. this man makes beer. He told us all these sports that he played: football, kickball, soccer, hockey.
Softball.
He played field hockey.
Hey, hold on. The new sport now is golf, though. I'm on golf heavy now. So
now you're on golf heavy.
Miniature or actual?
No, actual
golf. He in there. He golfing. He lifting 400,000 pounds all at the same time in the gym.
Breaking beer bottles. Why he's drunk?
Mm-hmm. The man's a super fisher. Mm. Like,
oh yeah, I love fishing too. Yeah. Fishing is, I'm an old man, dog. I got golf, fishing, and a cigar.
Do it all.
I mean, really.
Y'all been trying to fish. Super fisher? Yeah, super fisher. Yeah, because yeah, it is in my eyes because I fish, but he fish.
So a super fisher means like what you got licenses in like all three states.
No, I got the Delaware tag, so we go out on the surf all the time.
He be all on my boys. On the beach, like, yo, and then I'd be like, yo, can I come back? And I'm like a little boy. He'd be like, nah, fuck you.
Yo, so V, Yoda.
He'd be like, yo, Yoda stay fish, on the bank.
Yoda fishes more than me and Rob does, but Yoda never wants to take me. So can I go with you?
Yeah, I go
with you. You fish from the bank. You don't think you're going to step a foot on this beach? No.
just tell me what equipment to bring, man. I want to come since Yoda don't let me go.
We just want more of us out there, honestly, dog. We just, my boy, he got me into it, and then now that's what we do. We golf, we fish, we hang, we chill, we drink beer. That's what we do. But yeah, you can come
hang with V, man. He living way better than y'all two niggas. I ain't gonna lie.
Nah, you can't hang with him, man. You can't hang with him. I'm hanging with him. I already said I would.
And they know deep down I'll be the only one I'll be hanging with you. That's what
are we fighting over V? What is this?
I refuse to do that. I'm not
that's care. Hilarious. That is fair, Rob. I give you that, Rob.
We fighting over V.
Especially how Rob said it and he agreed and V agreed with him. I'm not fighting.
Yeah.
I don't know. You got him. He's all yours, Rob. Yo, to me, you want to see that? Right.
Yeah, yo, man, fuck
you. You don't need them.
Next thing you know, Rob gonna pop on the podcast. I just came from the gym with V.
I passed out last night. Woke right up and went to the gym with V.
Oh no! Passing out, going to the gym.
Look, man, that story was wild to us too, Rob. When you listen back,
you gotta get there. You gotta get there no matter what, though. You can't miss a thing, man.
Is that your primary exercise? Is lifting and in the gym, or is it the softball,
like cardio? I do 2 days, Tuesday through Friday. Yeah, so lifting in the morning, cardio at night.
Yeah, that's too much. I'd be cardio on one day and then I lift it. I do cardio on two days and then I lift it.
My cardio is walking real hard through the forest looking for creatures.
I like that. Look, that was another book. That's kind of
weird. Listen,
you had to say it like that. That sounded real crazy.
Walking
real hard in the forest.
I walk real hard through the forest. That's called hiking. That's hiking. Anytime you're in some type of wilderness, so walking hard, you're hiking.
That's like hiking. Automatically.
Yeah, it's automatic. I didn't know how to say it, but yeah, I'll be hiking or I'll be walking real hard in the forest.
Boy, you're going to scare kids, boy.
There won't be no kids.
A guy was walking hard in the forest.
He was stopping. He was stopping through them leaves, man.
Yeah, because that's what it sounds like. Why are you so angry out here? You're supposed to be peaceful.
People get on my nerves, so I let it out on the forest.
Gotcha.
Thanks for letting me explain that. I appreciate that. I didn't mean to upset anyone. Yeah, I'd be looking for creatures. Because creatures can be anything. It's not just four-legged animals. It's not just snakes be out there. There's a snake on my porch this morning. You know what I mean? Like, it's wild shit.
That's true. Okay, yeah. I got you. I'm sorry, bro.
I hate y'all, man.
It just sounded weird.
Okay.
I'm with the weather to break. I will go to sun.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm glad that the weather breaking too, because I hate walking in the cold.
I don't mind. As long as I got some gloves and my hat,
Bro, of course you don't mind. You don't want them shorts on today as soon as it turns 70.
Right, you're right. So I bundled up. If it's 30, I'm gonna be bundled up walking.
They say it's good for you. Like it helps
you breathe. It's hard to walk in 90-degree weather, man.
Yeah, that's
true. It's hard to hiking in 90-degree weather is almost impossible. But 30, I can make it happen.
That's fair.
Yeah. Yeah, I got you.
Teach a song.
I love that. I love that for you, Lil.
Thanks, Yoda. I don't know if you're serious or not, but thank you anyway.
I said, I love that. I love that for you.
Okay. Not for me. I see what you did. I got it.
Dang.
Oh man,
but yo, all in all, like honestly, like I can't wait to see what else Melanated Matchmakers got going on, because it seems like
we got some stuff cooking, man. I can't wait.
Yeah.
So can you tell us anything that y'all got cooking, or is this on the low?
Yeah, it's on the low, but you know,
what's on the low? Okay,
it's coming. You know, it's coming soon. Coming soon.
If you know, you know.
What about you in particular? Do you got anything, any festivals, any breweries that, like, besides the Baltimore ones that you just talked about, any festivals that you're looking forward to in 2024?
Yeah, the Firkin Fest. It's in April, 24th or 27th, something like that. You know, the one at Revelation. I always miss it every year. So this year is the first year I might be able to get down there. So me and my boys, we planning it out now. We trying to go down there because they always got some crazy Firkins down there, so we always trying to make it, but we always miss it usually. So this year we trying to make it. I think it's at the end of April, so that's probably one of my best one. You know, Berlin Flow will be there. Mm-hmm. That's gonna be a good time. Some new beer there, and then I want to go to the Kennet one because I've never been to the Kennet, the real one. So like not the Winterfest, the Brewfest in October or whatever it is. I've never been there.
Yeah.
Okay. So I never. The Winterfest was cool, but it wasn't like. I know the other one is. I know the other one has way more beer styles and just more breweries. So
I don't know, man. It looked like it was a lot of breweries at that Winterfest.
No, it was, but I had tried a lot of them already. So it was
It wasn't up new.
Yeah, I want to see.
Yeah,
the Kennet Brewfest. I feel like it's more newer ones in the main one, because the Winterfest is just for like basically all the PA breweries, and that's probably mostly PA breweries. It was a couple of Delaware breweries. I want to say I've seen a couple. Maryland, but not really, not many, that many, honestly.
I think I'm gonna try it, or whatever next festival we go to, I'm gonna try to taste as many beers as I can. Not actually drinking the whole beer, but like try to at least taste them. Like,
well, yeah, just something to give you the
It's crazy because I always feel like I miss so many beers. Every time I look at the list afterwards, it's like, what the? I got none of these. Like, it's like I had like a not even a fourth of what was here. Like, it's, I don't know. You get to talking and shit. Like, I need to just.
But also, you can't move from the tent. So whenever you at the tent, you got to stay there and have
and just, a list. Yeah, you know what?
Because you have one and then you walk away.
Walk off and then
let's go try this one over here, or let's go try that one over there.
You just wherever you go, you get
the little pretzel necklaces and stay right there.
You know what they're going to be like? Yo, him. They're going to be like, oh, fuck him. He don't want to talk to nobody. I'm be like, I don't got time. Got to go.
I'm on a mission.
I'm on a mission. A little just to taste.
My last question for you, Rennell, is I know with the Melanated Matchmakers, y'all brew pretty much all the time, but do you do any individual brewing on your own still?
Yeah, I still make my own beer.
Okay.
The last one I did was a bourbon stout. Mm-hmm. I did that.
Is that going?
No, I still have. I got two bottles left. I got two bottles left. You want to try it? I can bring you a bottle.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I can't condone the whatever. You know, it's at the bottom of the glass, but it should be good though. I'm still a homebrew. I can't.
Nah, I got you.
Cheers, man. Cheers. We're not doing it.
Tomorrow, I think on Friday I'm gonna make this. So Imani had did a like a hoppy cider, and I was like, I think I'm gonna try to make a hoppy cider myself because he gave me some hops and I'm gonna make that because all the homebrew stores is closed around us. So now the closest one is Havertown.
Yeah.
So Havertown is like. Super low. It's a little trip. So now we're trying to make like different beer run, like homebrew runs. So, but I'll probably do that on Friday, make a little hoppy cider, and then I'll probably figure out what we can do with this other Havertown brew store, see what they got up there, and then make a little run up there. I need to make a pilsner or something though, something light for the summer spring type deal.
Oh yeah, but yeah, I like that.
You making more than a gallon at a time though.
I'll do 2 gallons. So I'll make a gallon of. So if I'm gonna do the hoppy cider, I'm probably gonna do one hoppy and one not hoppy, and then see what happens. That's what I usually do. Just do different. Either I'll do different hops or I'll do a different style. I'll make one and then make the next one.
Gotcha.
Word. So if you wanted to give any a little bit of advice to somebody that's trying to get into brewing, what advice would you give them?
Just try it. Don't overthink it.
There you go.
Everything is online. You literally can watch a video of a person making whatever beer you think of. You can watch the whole video and they'll walk you through everything. Or you can just use most brew kits come with a list and they just show you
what you're talking about. This fucking list, man. I told you I fucked up, didn't I? You're talking about the list. I told you I fucked up.
Bro, I did it too.
But in your favor, Yoda, you don't read, so I can understand how you think.
Yo, I was reading the fuck out that them directions though, man, and I still missed something. It probably just one part.
You gotta have a timer though. You got a timer?
See, that's why when you got to the time part, I was like, that's where I fucked up at. It's the time.
You gotta have a timer, dog. If you don't got a timer, you gotta have a microwave or your phone, something.
I feel like that was on the list.
Yo,
that's on the list.
See? But it's crazy.
You gotta do your own timekeeping. There's no, like, Imani bought one of the old school joints where he just turned the dial.
And you know what's crazy? You noticed earlier when he was going through it, I figured it out right then and there. I was like, that's where I fucked up at.
Gotcha. You gotta have a timer, dog. And you gotta do the sounds on it. So you look up and be like, oh, all right, babe, I gotta do this.
Yeah,
go get it. Yeah, got it.
That's good shit. I like that. Does anybody else have any questions for V?
Late Rob, you?
Right?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Hey,
that's crazy.
What, that,
You ain't got a question that you just came on. You only been on for 10 minutes and you ain't got a question.
You ain't got one. That's crazy. So you wouldn't even so you planned on not showing up. That's crazy. Yo. That's fair. That's cool though. Wait till my people get here. That's cool. Yo,
I figured all the questions have been asked. So I was maybe like, not. I'll listen back.
Maybe not. You said you played on not coming. That's why you
didn't want to ask questions. No, because the question I was going to ask you asked about was Melanated Matchmakers taking membership and stuff like that. I was going to ask that question.
Yeah, we definitely do plan to. It's just we got to figure out if we want to do, you know,
the dudes. Start doing dues and shit.
Yeah, like that whole, we got to figure that whole process.
Yeah, I got
Joshua. I promise you, we wasn't planning on like growing as fast as we did and like making beers for like establishments and stuff like that, that fast. So like we just trying to catch up to that part.
Right.
But it'll come. We'll figure it out. We working on it.
Keep riding this melanated wave, man.
Damn right. One thing I can tell you is that time doesn't go anywhere. So, I mean, y'all got it. So y'all keep on moving.
We working, man. I can't wait, man. It's gonna be a good year, man, for us and y'all. You know what I mean?
Yeah, see, I like that. I like that.
I agree. That's what I'm talking about. I agree.
Yeah, so Rob, do your thing. Before we go, you know, we got to give you something to do. We got to give you something.
You got to do something now, yeah.
You got to make your money today, baby. You got to make your money today, baby.
All right. Before we go, we always like to know how people can find you on these worldwide webs, all this good stuff, and about more about Melanated Matchmakers. So, Renell, how can they find you on these worldwide webs and Melanated Matchmakers?
So mine is BrewV_302, and then our group one is Melanated Matchmakers on Instagram, and that's it right now. So, yeah. We don't got a Facebook or nothing yet, so. But everybody uses IG, so.
Yeah, I don't got a Facebook either, man. It's okay.
All right, yo. Where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram at IM302Yoda. Oh, you can find me on Facebook too. At IM302Yoda.
That was a shot. That was a shot.
Just because he said they don't got one. Yeah, I'm on Facebook too.
I got a Facebook, it ain't no beer stuff on there. That's just
okay.
Stuff.
Yeah, got you.
My name is Lou Belgium. Okay. I'm on the
Lou.
What is happening?
I just jumped the gun. It was I didn't know he wasn't. I thought he wasn't going to ask. I thought it was my turn.
If you want to follow the podcast? You can check us out on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter or X at Bruising and Banter Podcast, as well as TikTok and Telly Bandit. You can check us out there. Want to listen to the podcast? You can listen to podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, anywhere you listen to podcasts. You can even say, Alexa, play Bruising Banter Podcast. And before we go, they were talking about Beer Fest, but I want to make sure everybody knows about the 302 Beer Drinker Choice Awards happening Sunday, March 24th from 12 to 4 p.m. Tickets are $55, hosted by Crooked Hammock Brewing. It's going down. If you want some of the best innovative beers in Delaware, that is the time to go and check it out. It is going down. Good time. You can go on Crooked Hammock website and get you a ticket. And we'll be there, or some of us will be there. But we'll see.
You want to see us on Sunday too?
If you want to follow, if you want to follow me, Rob State Bruising. There it is. Bing, 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 bing. The late podcaster. And if you want to, like I said, you can go to www.bruisingbanter.com, find out all the information. Our store will be live soon. So if you want to get that swag and merch,
check it out.
Check it out and get that good stuff. And
I've been waiting so long. I love that for y'all.
Once again, we want to thank Renell for coming on the podcast.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, man.
Until next time.
Have a good week, everyone.
Bye.
Be safe out there.
Peace.
Wow, where'd he go? Where'd he at? That's kind of like
bang, bang, bang.